You're listening to SBS News.
Holding photographs of the dead on the steps of Sydney's town hall, the Australian Tigrayan community are in mourning.
All over the leaders around the world, they said we're concerned. That's not enough. They should do more than that. We need action.
The Tigray People's Liberation Front says thousands have been killed in fighting with government forces. Figures cannot be verified, but communication blackouts have left many Tigrayan Australians worried about the fate of loved ones. There are reportedly at least 80 Australians still stranded in the region. Saron Behain is a Tigrayan community youth organiser.
I have many cousins, uncles, relatives who I have not spoken to in over 79 days, and I'm really concerned about their well-being, about their livelihood.
The UN has described the crisis in Tigray as dire, with over 2.3 million people in need of urgent aid. Humanitarian agencies on the ground say what they are seeing is horrifying and urgent action is needed. According to limited reports from the region, hospitals, schools, homes and places of worship have been bombed. Elaine Pearson is the Australian Director of Human Rights Watch.
There is a need for federal and regional authorities to lift the restrictions on humanitarian access. And I think the UN really needs to be pressing to have independent human rights monitors on the ground.
It's this lack of access concerning protesters in Adelaide in South Australia. Many are worried the events could be a repeat of past horrors.
My immediate family came to Australia to actually escape the previous war. And the previous war is very much like this war. Food is being used as a weapon.
It's a sentiment shared in Perth and at two separate demonstrations in Melbourne. But for Tigrayans across the country, they stand united.
I want a decent Eritrean, Ethiopian and Tigray to survive. This war doesn't belong to them.
It's hoped the fighting from abroad will raise awareness about the crisis. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.